A playwright, philosopher, and sage. Three words which have been applied to John Osbam, one of our leading writers, who admires perhaps more than anyone else, I think it would be true to say, the art of Arthur Cock, the very old musical comedian. It has been said of Arthur Cock that
he was dull.
But it has also been said, I think, that when Arthur Cock took down his trousers, the world was a brighter place. Did you feel that?
Well, this was true in that he did have luminous legs.
I remember that one of his most popular songs was Coming at Arthur Cock. Did you ever hear him sing that himself?
I think I caught his last performance of that.
And I've never known anything like it.
Tremendously moving. Did you...
4 years later, he was dead.
Oh, yes.
Buried. That was even at his funeral, he raised a laugh.
Oh,
because
really?
Yes. When they put him in the grave, his leg fell off.
How tremendous.
The whole graveside was a roar.
Tremendously touching. Well, back in his earlier days, he often set the rose on a roar with many of the tremendous satirical quips of the early century. Do you remember any of those?
The one I remember most of all was the one about the Duke of Windsor.
Duke of Windsor.
Satirical and topical, if ever there was one. The Duke of Windsor had just fallen down a manhole. And Cock came on the stage and he said, "The Duke of Windsor's just fallen down a manhole. I pity the tiger."
Tremendously satirical. What was his attitude to the monarchy of the period? Did he have cracks at the monarchy?
I think cracks is a strong word for what he had at the monarchy. It was more in the line of love mixed with that tremendous sort of stupidity, I suppose, which characterised Cock.
He was...
He loved the flutter, the glitter, the glatter, the glotter.
In the gutter. From whence he came. His background was, of course, a tremendously lowly one. Do you think that affected his art in any way?
I think he found inspiration in the gutter. Like Zola, the Gervais syndrome was very prominent. The sort of feeling of a miner with dust up his nose, the sweat of the brow of the man who works his life with wooden tools and who knows what it is to lie down on a gravel bed to have the water flow over his forehead in the middle of the night. This obviously coloured his work and coloured my attitude towards him, because one can't just say he was an artist, for he wasn't. He was a god to me.
A god. Rather symbolic that you should mention earlier on his wooden tools, I think you mentioned. What were the tools of his trade? I remember, had a bladder that he used to wave about his head as he came onto the stage. Was this, do you think, symbolic of his attitude to the upper classes?
Parkinson's disease, I'd have said.
Parkinson's disease, of which I believe, of course, was the direct cause of the grotesque accident that you mentioned at the graveside. The amputectomy of the lower leg. One of the things, if I may conclude, about Arthur Cock, which impressed many of his contemporaries, was his constant wit on and off the stage. People said he never changed.
He never did, and this was one thing which I noticed I was very struck by when I entered his dressing room. I went backstage, I was just a little nipper of about 43 then. My first play was raging inside me. And Cock was in his room, sitting in the chair, taking off his clown's mask, his clown's underwear, and his clown's knee breeches. And I came in and said, "I loved your perf." Perf being...
His perf.
Short for performance. And he looked at me and he threw an orange at me and, you know, that's it.
That was a tremendous sort of gesture, which he did. The only thing I think which has remained of his work is his costume, which is hanging up in the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Paris. And has struck many by its rather strange proportions. Were his strange proportions evident on the stage?
He used them as he used everything. He used everything that happened to him. When, for example, a bee got onto his face and stung him, he used the swelling for a joke. He's come on the stage and said, "Look at my swollen face," and The audience just, you know,
absolutely
knew they were in the presence of something.
After that interview with John Rosbaum, I'd like you just to listen to a very rare recording of The Art of Arthur Cock. Here he sings his most popular song, Sunshine.
I'm feeling low and lonely, don't know what to do. Blues keep creeping up on me, and my granny is untrue. It seems like only yesterday he took me on her knee and told me that when life got her down, this was her ABC. Oh, when you're feeling glum, stick your finger up your bum and the world is a happier place. Oh, when you're feeling grotty, stick your finger up your body and a smile leaps on your face. Oh, when you're down and almost dead, just stick a digit where a midget fears to tread. Ah, when you're feeling glum, slip another finger up your bum, and the skies all turn to red. All together now, when you're feeling glum, stick a finger up your bum, and the world's at your place. When you're feeling grotty, hey?
When you're feeling grotty,
slip a finger up
your body,
and a smile leaps on your face. Oh, when you're down,
and feeling dead,
just stick a digit where a midget fears to tread. Oh, when you're feeling glum, stick another finger up your bum, and the skies all turn to. I'm rupturing myself.